Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Mike Kaplan. He's on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
When the shades of night are falling and you climb into your bed, there is no need for loneliness and crying. For there's always someone with you, even in the darkest night. And though you cannot see them, I'm not lying. Teeny little dust mites, ultra tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head. There are little eight-legged daddy mites and mama mites and baby mites doing what a mite might like to do. You can wash the sheet or spray the mat or beat the bed with a baseball bat, but they will stay no matter what you do. It's those teeny little dust mites, ultra tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head. Well, now, each and every human being is shedding flakes of skin, about 10,000 drift each minute by. And those dust mites smack their bony lips and eat that skin like taco chips. It's a rain of mana from the sky. It's those teeny little dust mites, ultra tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head.
Teeny little dust mites, ultra tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Mike Kaplan is here with us.
You spell your name Mike, M-Y-Q.
Weirdo!
Yeah, that's strange.
Is that an actual, on your birth certificate, or is that a, like a rebellious...
I'm glad you asked. My birth certificate says Michael. It's no secret. That's my legal name. I'm an outlaw.
It also says Kenya.
On the long form, it's can you believe it? So when I was about 14, Prince changed his name to a symbol for reasons that we were not privy to because of the probably, you know, the contractual obligations that he was under to his record label. But at the time, to this impressionable youth, I just saw a cool artist doing a weird, fun thing. And I'm like, I'm not going to go that far. So compared to what Prince did, I'm a pretty normal guy. You can still use a regular keyboard. You don't even need to get a new hieroglyphic stamp, you know. And so I was like, I was at an artsy summer camp with some friends. I originally was like, I'm just going to go MYK. I keep the K. And a friend was like, why not go full, you know, bananas, you know, go put a Q in there. I was like, I still got the M for my my monogrammed things, obviously. I always wonder when if your name's Robert, but you go by Bob, like that's my father's name. I'm like, does he get an R? Does he get a B? I'm like, it's M all the way. But the rest of it, you can't see it coming. But yeah, then I found out a few years later, Prince had a reason for doing it for, you know, record label dispute reasons. And he changed back to Prince. And I was like, well, I'm out here alone now. You know, I'm
Imagine being his manager? You're going to do what? You're going to change your name to a symbol that isn't even on a keyboard.
Unpronounceable. Yeah.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
What is his real name?
His real name is Prince
Nelson.
Prince Nelson?
Yeah. Rogers Nelson or something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You mentioned initials.
Yes.
Why, Christy, I'll ask you this. No, do you have initials on your towels?
I do not. My husband has them on his cuffs of his shirts.
Does he have his last initial the one in the middle?
Yes, and then it's A and an R on the other side of it. Yeah.
What's that tradition all about?
I don't know why you have the last name.
So
first.
So JFK would be
J small.
And a small F on the other side of the K.
JKF.
Yeah.
I'm on your side 100%. You know what it's like this as well? Do you ever look at a movie poster where it's like, let's say it's like, you know, Keanu Reeves and Morgan Freeman, but their names are above the other person? So if you don't know who they are, you're like, look at that, like, you know, distinguished elder black man, Keanu Reeves. You know?
It's the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album cover.
Yeah.
That most
they're
famous,
not in order. On
they're not
the
in
album.
Order.
Oh, okay.
What order are they in? Is it Crosby, Nash, and Stills, or Nash, Stills, and Crosby? Nash, Crosby, and Stills? There's only six possibilities. Which one is it?
Well, the anal retentive hour is ending. Yeah. And as your host, I...
What if he stormed out? I must know!
I must know!
I take full responsibility.
I have what you might call ODC. The D is big in the middle, you know? O and the C around it, yeah.
That's our guest, Mike Kaplan. We're going to go back to the news desk with Christy Lee. What have we missed?
Do you have monogram towels? Do you have those?
Tom just got married.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom just got married.
You know something? I close. Think so.
You think so?
I have towels that just say Arnold.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love that you don't... I also have things in my home that if you ask me about them, I don't know. Like, I have even the things that I own. My girlfriend's like, I know more about that than you do. So
at least the towels we have are absorbent.
Mm.
There was a time going back many years, I can remember in one of the bathrooms, there was a towel you weren't allowed to use if you washed your hands.
What?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
It had
status.
It had all the absorbency of aluminum foil.
Can I tell you, when I was a kid, I read a Mickey Mouse comic book, and there was a scene where Mickey goes to Minnie's house, and he goes to sit down in a chair, and she says, no, you mustn't sit in that chair. It's an antique. It's very old and delicate, so you mustn't sit in it. And then she's like, and here's an antique mirror. He's like, I know it's very rare, and I mustn't look into it, you know? So I feel like that's what the towel's all about.
There you go. A Domino's delivery driver in Missouri, as the police say, turned a routine pizza delivery into a violent encounter.
Oh, boy.
The driver allegedly using his car to strike a customer during a heated dispute over not receiving a tip. Mr. Zachary Walton, 36, was arrested in Fulton.
You ran a guy over.
Facing multiple felony charges, including first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and leaving the scene of an accident.
I wish I were the judge. I would do a Domino's-themed sentence. Well, you'll be delivering pizzas in 30 years or less. Good luck to you, sir.
I'm on that guy's side.
Here's a tip.
You run him over?
Sure.
I mean, people should tip.
Yeah. I agree, but yes. You don't run the guy over.
Well,
bump.
You don't want to punch him. You can get in trouble for that.
So, Pat, you're saying it's okay just to ram him slightly?
Nah, a little dent, a little...
Break boom. The femur. Okay.
No. Mm. Here you go, Tommy. Police in Altamont Springs, Florida, arrested a woman. She's accusing of vandalizing her neighbor's properties with her, that's right, feces. Residents of the Spring Oaks neighborhood told WKMG that they have discovered what appeared to be fecal matter on vehicles, mailboxes, and in yards. Mm. Several residents reported finding the material near a shared food pantry in the neighborhood over the weekend. A detective witnessed a 50-year-old woman defecating in the front yard of her home before taking her into custody.
What are you looking at? At her own place.
Yeah.
That you're allowed to do. Like, you're supposed to just do it on the porch and light it on fire. And like, what am I, you know, call me old-fashioned. But...
Wow,
man,
that's rough. There's something going on mentally there.
Yeah.
There's a picture of her. She looks more or less normal.
She doesn't look like your classic yard dumper.
No, she
this doesn't. Just goes to show you can't judge a book.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I think Tom might be able to sway your opinion on that one.
Maybe she owns a car wash. I don't know. Trying
what?
she's throwing poop on people's
She's
cars
trying to drum up business for her car wash.
Okay. Yeah.
God.
She's pooping like a fox.
I see.
We have a story from Snopes this morning. A Florida man arrested after trying to baptize an alligator in a Waffle House has been debunked. Last month, you'll recall maybe, social media users began circulating a purported mugshot of a wild-eyed man along with the claim that he tried using a pitcher of iced tea to perform the baptism on the reptile.
Very odd.
By gosh, he is wild-eyed.
Yes.
And is in desperate need of a shower. The post appeared to have been shared by Florida news outlet WFOR, but fact-checking site Snopes determined that the rumor originated as a satirical post from a comedic social media
Yes,
account.
But who is Snopesing Snopes? We need to know.
Exactly.
Snopes. Who Snopes is the Snopesman?
Right.
Yesterday, my son Sam was telling me he was checking out us. Did you see the photograph or the video of the golden retriever being towed?
It was amazing.
The golden retriever is on like a Sea-Doo.
Yep.
And he's being towed by a guy with a hovercraft, kind mm-hmm. of a, what would you describe the thing?
It's one of those watercraft that come out of the water.
Ooh.
There's a hose in the back that makes it like a jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a jetpack. Yeah.
The force of the water keeps it levitating.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a jetpack shooting out water and the guy's towing.
Right.
So he immediately thought, this has to be fake.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent an hour finding out that it's, in fact, real. So if you Google golden retriever jet ski jetpack.
The golden looked like, for every bit, like the golden was steering the watercraft it was on, the jet ski. Yeah. It was insane.
He's a golden retriever. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
He's a good doggy.
How do you practice that?
I think the dog just gets on there and he's going, this is cool. And if the dog falls in. I can't remember if the dog had on a life jacket because they do make doggy life jackets. I don't think he did.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, check that out. It's out there floating.
He's like
around.
The evil Knievel of golden retrievers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Golden retrieval.
I don't know if he was wearing a sunscreen, but we do have sunscreen in the news, kind of.
Well, tell us all about it.
Thank you, Josh. Researchers say beer waste shows potential as a sunscreen. This is a weird story.
Ha.
The study analyzed the photoprotective qualities of hops waste from the brewing process. Spent hops incorporated into sunscreen cream formulations offered more sun protection than hops that hadn't gone through the brewing process.
Spent hops is what I call my knees.
Mm-hmm. But scientists say
there was a time, you see.
The researchers needed to validate their findings. Now, why?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Well, right? They're trying to find something to do with all of the...
Yeah, they're upcycling.
Sunscreen is very important. I started wearing it just actually about 5 years ago during the pandemic lockdown phase when I wasn't going outside at all. And just after my grandmother, who worked for a dermatologist, died. So all through my life, never wore sunscreen. But Rini, my wonderful partner, she's done a lot of research into it. There's going to be... This is all the truth. And also, there'll be a quick joke. You know how, like, so she has a skincare regimen mm-hmm. and, like, very, you know, so she's helped me know, like, after my shower, I do this and then put these things on. And so, you know how, like, if you like the Grateful Dead, you might be you called a deadhead, you know, you like metal, you're a metalhead. And so she's really into skincare, so we don't know what to call her. sunscreen, I wear it every day now, even when inside, even because when
it's they say in, they say I should do that, but
through
I
the windows,
I can't stand it.
Wow.
Through the walls,
stand it.
No, I don't like the
greasy thing. On your face.
Yeah,
right?
It's greasy.
Well,
there's some that aren't greasy. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
I like great products,
but they're making it out of beer.
Yeah. Then
wait a minute. I figured this out. Your IPA has an ABV and a good SPF.
Yes.
Yeah.
We live in a world of letters. Thank you very much.
Well, and that leads us to Mike Kaplan's upcoming.
Yeah. What a
this is perfect.
I feel so welcome. Now I'll
a
tell you what.
Man of
you,
letters.
You can do now. You have a new piece you're working on, and
yes.
Each piece is centered around a letter of the alphabet in order. I give you the option. You can do an IPA, an ABV, or an SPF letter. feel free. Which one would you like to do?
Oh, absolutely. I is for incel. now, as you may know, incel is short for involuntarily celibate. And I just feel like if you're an incel, you can say the whole thing out because what are you doing with your time? You know what I mean? You've got plenty available. And I was doing this joke in New Jersey a few weeks ago, and a guy said, "What is that?" And I was like, "Oh, incel is short for involuntarily celibate." And he said, "No, what is celibate?" And I was like, "Oh, you don't." And he's like, then as if to explain it, he says, "I'm an electrician." And I was like, "I feel like you're still allowed to know what words mean if you're an electrician." And I explained it in terms that he could understand. I'm like, "It's when sparks don't fly." So,
oh, very, very nice.
Very good.
Very nice. Thank you very
you
much.
You really sold that bit.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that very much.
I really appreciate
it. That's my
it.
Favorite joke. Mike Kaplan is our guest. And once again, Mike, your special... You've got a few of them actually out there. The one that I mentioned earlier is on YouTube called Rini. And the other one is where?
Small, Dork, and Handsome is on Amazon. And then I also do have a Dry Bar half-hour special that's on YouTube now as well.
Excellent. So. Oh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Thanks, Mike.
This is a calendar question.
I'm ready.
Now, what do you remember approximately when you filmed your Dry Bar special?
I could tell you exactly the timeline.
Please do. Go ahead.
Yes. I filmed it in early September of 2021.
And then when did it air?
I believe it came out exclusively on the Dry Bar platform, not yet on YouTube. Only available for Dry Bar, you know, plus customers and such. That was in mid-2023.
Oh, okay. Then Pat's on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was over a year ago I filmed it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It was absolutely like about a year and a half for me.
Okay. Yeah,
and then it didn't come out on YouTube until November of 2025.
Ooh. All right. So they know what they're doing. They've got a whole release schedule.
Whether
thing.
Or not they know what they're doing the same thing to everybody.
Yeah. Because Pat, by the time it comes out, you're going to weigh 100 pounds less than you did.
Yeah, I was bigger than that, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, but you've lost a significant
amount. You don't have to try to be mean.
There's very little effort to put into it.
I'd hate to hear you trying to be mean.
In fact, the only thing that was mean about that was you saying, "I'm not trying to be mean." Yeah.
You try to be. Are you an XL or a double XL?
Maybe the nice way would be, what size would you like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of.
You can even say, what size would you like?
Yeah. How large is your shame? Yeah.
How gross are you?
Then he said, "There's this."
What
is
do you weigh? About 4 mils?
If he says I wear a medium, I will.
No. No, he's not a weightlifter. When are the gym guys going to cut it out? We know you're jacked. Don't wear a medium when you're a triple XL.
Oh, I say you did all that work. Show it off, baby.
Oh, no. I saw a guy bursting out of his shirt.
He works hard for that.
Yeah,
let people know.
What's it to you what size shirt he wears?
He looked ridiculous. Anyway, my friend said, I'm a double XL. But he looked at me and he goes, "I'm a fatty, fat, 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 fat."
Yeah.
Just as you see, quoting you, Josh.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy. Very helpful.
Can you believe he was nice and fat?
I mean, that's actually the
stereotype. That's why he's so nice.
You're supposed to be jolly is the rule.
Yeah. Yeah, who likes a mean fat guy?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.